Good to have all you fine folk with us today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Appreciate you coming out being in church. Isn't it a good day to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Hard to believe that Wednesday night we is coming across the snow and the ice to get church, isn't it? Here on Sunday, it's already going to be in the 60s. Going to be a beautiful day. And, well, amen. Lord's good. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother David Adams passed away, pastor in Batesville, Arkansas. So remember Brother Adams and his family, if you would.
Yes.
Brother Joey Height is very sick. Really needs a miracle. We need the Lord to touch him.
Yes, he does.
So if you would, remember Brother Joey Height. And let's pray and ask the Lord to move in our service this morning as well. All right?
Yes.
Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you, God. We thank you for the great privilege we have to be here. God, to serve you. God, to worship you, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would move in our hearts. Move in our life now, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would touch Brother Height today, Lord. Touch his body. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would give him healing. God, we ask you to move for the Adams family, Lord. God, that you would help them. God, give them comfort and strength today. Move in our service this morning, Lord. God, let your will be done. Touch every heart and every life, oh God. God, let someone come to know you as Lord and Savior today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we worship him for a moment? Just give the Lord praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Church, all God is good to us. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's have the brothers come receive the morning offering. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to the church this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, God. We thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of the Lord. Privilege to come to Bethel Chapel to worship you. God, we ask you, Lord, that you'd move upon the needs of the church. God, you know each and every one. God, we ask you that you'd help provide. God, and help us, Lord, God, as we try to please you in everything that we do. Give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God, amen. Brother Jackson, come lead us in the worship this morning. Amen. Let's get in and worship the Lord, all right? Praise God. It's good for us to come together. It's good for us to come together, serve God and worship him and let the Lord work in our life today. So happy for every one of you to be here today. God bless you.
Amen. How many of you believe that God still answers prayer?
Yes, he does.
Amen. I know that he still answers prayer. Praise God. You know, Lord, I've been praying about a situation this week. The Lord met that need yesterday, and I'm thankful for how he's moving and how he's ministering. If you have a need today, take it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Just a little talk with Jesus, page 92 in the Red Book.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then the light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by with a little prayer. We'll turn. church, he cares about every need. No matter how great or how small it is, he cares about every need that we have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn to 44.
Praise God.
Bring your case to Jesus. He'll give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Come. Amen. He's the burden lifter this morning. Hallelujah. 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 There's power in your prayers, church. Hallelujah. I want to sing that chorus. There's power in prayer. If you'll believe, he's waiting right there for you to receive. Oh, there's power in prayer. If you'll believe, he's waiting right there for you to receive all the problems you face. All that you need is power in prayer. He's the God that can't fail. Friends let you down, so cast all your care on him, 'cause I found he can take your heart and turn it.
If you believe, he's waiting right there for you to receive. For the problems you face, he's all that you need. There's power in prayer. He's a God that can't fail when friends let you down. Right there for you to receive. For the problems you face, he's all that you need. There's power in prayer. He's the God that can't fail when friends let you down. Cast all your care on him without doubt. He'll take your heartache and turn it around. Power in prayer. Give him praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we love you, Lord. God, thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in prayer, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I give you glory today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that there's power in prayer. Amen. That we serve a God that answers prayer today. How about you? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You could be seated if you'd like this morning. Amen. Praise God. Oh, what a wonderful day. Praise the Lord. Glad to be in church. Are you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This afternoon, there's nursing home service at 2 o'clock. And if you would, go out and be at the nursing home service today and to help out in that ministry. And they always need help. And it's a needful ministry. I know sometimes may seem like to some that it's not the most exciting, glamorous, whatever. But those people, they need to hear the message. They need to hear about the love of God. They need to know that Jesus died to save them. They need to, it's so important for them.
Yes, it is.
Can you think about it? I mean, some of those are in their final days of life.
That's right.
And wouldn't it be amazing if you could lead somebody to Christ at a nursing home service? Somebody that might not have many more days left on this earth. Man, I can tell you that there'll be Sundays you'll go in there and you'll miss a face and where are they at? And they'll say, they passed away a couple of weeks ago. They passed away. They're not there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very important ministry.
So if you can, make it out to the nursing home service at 2 o'clock this afternoon, okay?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight's service, 6:30. Church time, come out, be in the service tonight at 6:30. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know, say Brother DeBrim, really it's important to come to church on Sunday night. I feel like it is. It's needful for many of Bethel Chapel.
Oh, yes.
For one thing, some of you on Sunday mornings, you are so busy with bus ministry, children's church, Sunday school, and all the things that's taking place on Sunday morning that you don't really ever get a chance to get in and get into the service. So it's important. Sunday night service is important
for
you. It's important for you to be here because, what? Time the Spirit of the Lord moves, you may need it. It's important for you to be here because you never know how you might be able to influence and blessing on somebody else that's here that has a need in their life. God may use you and speak through you and use you as an example or a testimony to them, to encourage them, to strengthen them. It may be your prayer that brings them through and gives them victory. So it's important to be in the house of the Lord on Sunday night and to be in church, all right? So 6:30 tonight, come out, be in service, and let the Lord help us. Yes, choir practice is at 5:45 tonight. If you can come, be in the choir, sing in the choir, practice with the choir, and we need practice, right? Amen. Man, they say practice makes perfect. I really doubt that because we've practiced every other Sunday, and I don't know that we've got to perfection yet. So, but hey, we're gonna keep on. Amen. Grab your Bibles if you would.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 16 is where we'll look first. Would. Acts chapter 16, we'll read a few verses there. When you turn to Acts chapter 16, then I want us to do something. Everybody got it? Acts chapter 16? All right. How long is 1 minute? I know. I heard you. 60 seconds. Yes, it is. But how long is it? How long is it? I'm starting my stopwatch right now for 1 minute. Just sit here. One minute. Seemed a little longer than what you thought. Did it go faster than you thought it would go? 1 minute? You know, when you're sitting watching the clock, 1 minute seems like forever. Right? But when the pastor's preaching, it seems like eternity. 1 minute. That's what I want to talk to you about today. The difference of 1 minute. The difference of 1 minute. I did some searching on things that can happen in 1 minute. Pretty amazing, the different things that can happen in just 1 minute. Do you know in 1 second, speed of light, that the earth, circumference of the earth is about 24,900 miles. Speed of light is about 186,282 miles per second. All right? So do you know that in that a beam of light can surpass the circumference of the earth? I think it's about 3 times in 1 second. Think about it. 1 second. What about 11 seconds? You know what happened in 11 seconds? Joey Chestnut. How many of you know who Joey Chestnut is? Brother Greyhouse knows who Joey Chestnut is. You're all going to know who he is. Joey Chestnut can eat a hot dog in 11 seconds. You didn't know that, did you? But he can also, he'll eat 65 more after that one. But he ate one hot dog in 11 seconds. Pretty amazing, right? Seconds. Things that can happen in a minute. Okay? 20 seconds. 20 seconds. They say that it is your memory, your short-term memory, 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 30 seconds. Did I hear somebody say 30 seconds? 30 seconds. If you look at the sun for 30 seconds, you'll do damage to your eyes. You'll damage your eyes in 30 seconds. Okay? Tell you what, a lot can happen in a minute. Look at that. Look at Acts chapter 16 with me. Verse 23, when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Having received such charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Notice what had happened in those two verses. First verse, they were beaten with many stripes. Second verse, their feet was made fast in the stocks. Look at verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. At 11:59, they were beaten, they were bloodied, they were in stocks. At midnight, they were set free. The difference of 1 minute. What is the difference of 1 minute? Say, Brother Brim, my life is such a mess, it's going to take more than 1 minute. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord's coming back in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. God has a way of working in the split seconds. God has a way of working in the split seconds. It don't take God long to do a miracle. Right? Amen. I tell you, I'm still kind of fascinated with what I believe it to be the miracle of the 14-year-old boy that fell in the ice in Lake St. Louis. What a tremendous miracle that took place there. For 43 minutes, unresponsive, and for 43 minutes, the doctor did all that he could to restore life to that boy for 43 minutes. And when he gets ready to pronounce and he brings the mom in, the mom walks in and starts praying loudly. And praying for the Holy Spirit to come by. And they said, when she started praying, immediately that nurse said, we have a pulse. Amen. He's home. He's not going to suffer any brain damage. He's alive. He's doing well. Now, let me tell you what. God can do a lot in 1 minute. If God can do a miracle, what man cannot do in 43 minutes, and God can do it in just a few seconds, amen, what can God do in your life? What can God do in your life? The difference that 1 minute can make. The difference that 1 minute can make. Amen. I believe the Lord's coming back soon, don't you? I believe he's coming back. The Bible says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You think about that. Amen. In just a moment, in less than a minute. Amen. 1 minute, we are in this life. We are burdened. We are tempted. We are tried. We are afflicted. We are suffering. We are enduring all that we have in this life to endure. Amen. But in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. 1 minute, we are drawing breath here, and another minute we are drawing breath in glory. Amen. Let me tell you what a difference a minute can make. I know the Lord's coming back, and can you imagine the transformation that'll take place in a moment? In a moment. Amen. I believe that God can do some mighty things in just 1 minute. Oh, we limit God. We think that, you know, we try to think about it in our terms. Amen. That's that time where it stretched out there. Some of you were starting to get a little bit uncomfortable. Some of you were starting to squirm. Some of you were beginning to wonder, how long is this going to go? It was only 1 minute. Only 1 minute. And what could God do in your life today in just 1 minute? Amen. If you go back to the book of Exodus, and you go to the children of Israel, they've been in bondage for 430 years. They've been in slavery. They have had a cruel taskmaster. They have been afflicted. They have been mistreated. Their children have been murdered. Amen. They have nothing. And they seem like they are in a hopeless situation. But the Bible says that at midnight, the death angel passed by. Amen. And in 1 minute, everything changed for the children of Israel. Amen. 1 minute they were in slavery. Amen. Another minute they was making their way towards a promised land. 1 minute they were in bondage, but the next minute, amen, they were set free. At 11:59, amen, they were afflicted. Amen, they were under a cruel taskmaster. Amen, but at midnight, they were delivered and set free. Amen, you're here today, and let me tell you, you may feel like you are in bondage. You may need deliverance in your own life. You may be in bondage to drugs. You may be in bondage to alcohol. You may be in bondage to the things of this world. Amen, but I believe before you leave here today, amen, that God can bring about deliverance in your life and bring about such a remarkable change, amen, that you'll never be the same again. Amen, the difference that 1 minute can make. 1 minute in the presence of God. Amen, when God moves, amen, it's amazing what 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Amen, think about it. What God can do in your life in 1 minute. I know there's a lot of theories about creation, a lot of theories. But I don't believe in an age-day theory. I don't believe that. The age-day theory is that like every day is 1,000 years. And so it took God 1,000 years on the first day to create. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe that when the Bible says it was a day, the first day, it was a day. Right? Amen. And I believe when the Lord spoke, it happened. That's what I believe. I believe in a literal six-day creation. Right? Seventh day he rested. I believe that God did it in a literal day. Hallelujah. God created all of this. God created all of this. And he just spoke it into existence. Can I tell you today? Amen. God can do a lot in 1 minute. And the mess of your life and the trouble of your life, amen, God can work in your life. And in just a minute, you can receive a transformation and a change, amen, that would totally re-renovate and change your life. You can leave here different than you came in Jesus' name. Amen. The difference that 1 minute would make in your life today. Hallelujah. You feel like you're in bondage. You know what? You've lived a life under a cruel taskmaster. Satan is a very cruel taskmaster. He would love to destroy your life.
He'd love to destroy everything you have. He would like to take you and destroy you and your children. He wants to destroy your home, your family. He wants to destroy your career. He wants to take everything from you. And that he wants to destroy you. And not only that, he wants to destroy your soul for all of eternity. But I can tell you in less than a minute, amen, what God can do in your life. Amen. And you may be in bondage right now. Amen. But I believe in just a moment, amen, you can be set free. Amen. You can be liberated. Amen. You can be delivered. You can be changed. Amen. Then you can be know the freedom and knowledge of God in your life and let God work in your life right now in just 1 minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's 12-step rehab programs, 24-step rehab programs. Amen. It takes you 24 weeks, 12 weeks. It takes you 100 weeks. It takes, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Listen, amen, what can God do in your life in just 1 minute? Just 1 minute. Amen. You're here today and you don't know the Lord and you've been, your life is a mess and you're full of sin. Yes, you are a sinner and you need to be saved. It is the sin of your life, amen, that is destroying you and you need to be set free from your sin. Amen. We're not going to put you in a program that's going to totally eliminate that, but I'll tell you what happens. We put you in an altar and in 1 minute your sin can be gone. In 1 minute, God can forgive you of all your sins. All you have to say is, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Wash me and make me clean. Amen. In just a moment, you can begin to feel, amen, the change and the transformation that can take place in your life. And before you leave here, you can have your sins washed away. Amen. It's all done by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Oh, yeah. Amen. Do you ever ask anybody, says, hey, give me just a minute. And 15 minutes later. Right? Yeah. Somebody says, hey, I can be there in a minute. Do they mean they're going to be there in a minute? No. They mean they're going to be there in 20 minutes. And that's a minute. Right? Right? Yeah. Have you ever went through those lines that were no waiting? Oh, yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so. That no waiting line, I don't know. I'm sure you know how that is, right? The no waiting. And you wait while they price check. And you wait while the person that's running the cash register has to count on their fingers how much money they're supposed to give you back because they don't know math. You got to wait. No waiting. Listen, I can tell you this. What God can do in 1 minute, God can change your life. For the heart that comes open and honest before the Lord, amen, and comes with a desire for God to work in your life, God can do it in 1 minute. Amen. In 1 minute, Paul and Silas, 1 minute, they are being beaten. 1 minute, they are in stocks. 1 minute, they are in trouble. 1 minute, they're singing. 1 minute, they're praying. 1 minute, they're praising. Amen. And another minute, they are set free and they are delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you what, God can come into your life today and God can bring a change in your life in just one moment if you allow God to work in your life. Yes, he can change your life in 1 minute, and he can change your life for the rest of your life in just 1 minute. Hallelujah. It's the power of 1 minute. There's a lot of things that can happen in 60 seconds. There's a lot of things that can happen in 60 seconds. Do you know what? In 60 seconds, God can work in your life. And when you leave here, you can say, I'll never be the same because of 1 minute. Do you ever have somebody knock on your door and say, can I have a minute of your time? And you say, why, sure. And then they pull a vacuum cleaner out from behind their back. Right? Can I have a minute of your time? And then they reach in and pull out an insurance portfolio and start. A minute.
You know what? Can I ask you today? Can God have just 1 minute of your time? Because I really believe that if you come before God with 1 minute, that God could transform your life. Hallelujah. Say, Brother Brim, you don't know how bad my life is. No, I'm sorry, I don't know all your situation. But I do know the power of God. I know the power of the blood of Jesus. And I know what it can do in your life this morning. If you'd allow him to just have 1 minute of your time. That's right. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. You know what? You can lay on a counselor's couch for 30 minutes and pay the bill if you want to and leave there with no help. You can go and you can sit in a waiting room at the doctor's office for 30 minutes. Sit in a treatment room for 30 minutes and see the doctor for 2 minutes. And you're going to leave there and you're going to be just as bad as you were when you walked in the door. Amen. But I can tell you this, that God can do a miracle in 1 minute. Hallelujah. Oh, what God could do in your life today if you could just give God a minute of your time and let God work in your life. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord can work for you today. And I believe that the Lord can work for you today if you just give him a minute. Would you stand with me today? Where you at, church? Where you at, people?
Hallelujah.
Where you at right now? Are you at 11:59?
Have your way, Lord.
Or are you at 12 o'clock noon? When I was thinking about this, I thought, boy, it'd be great if I could just preach till 11:59 and illustrate that last minute. That by noon you could be changed. But you know what? It don't matter when your midnight comes. Don't matter when your 12 o'clock comes. Because God can work in your life right now. God can bring a change in your life right now. God can do something in your heart right now today, church. If you're here today and you're not saved and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you say, Brother David, I'm just done my own thing. I've never prayed, never called out on God. I'm in a mess. My life's in a mess and I've got all the baggage of my life. I've got addictions. I've got problems. I've got situations that I'm dealing with. Can I tell you that God can work in your life and in a minute, your life can be changed. 1 minute from right now, your life can be different than what it was when you came in the door. 1 minute from right now, when you surrender yourself to the Lord, amen, you could leave touched and changed by the power of God. And I believe the Lord could work in your life in just 1 minute. Church, if you're here today, and you feel like you've been afflicted by the devil, and the devil is attacking your family, and the enemy is attacking your home, and you feel like that you have just been in a battle, amen, I believe the Lord can turn that around in a minute. Amen, that God can work in that situation, and God can turn it all around. Hallelujah. Oh, the difference that 1 minute can make in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads with me today? Dear Jesus, God, I ask you now, Lord, to speak to the heart of your people, Lord. God, speak to the heart of people today, Lord Jesus. Let them realize, God, that you can change their life in just 60 seconds. 1 minute. God, 1 minute committed to you. 1 minute, Lord God. 1 minute of total and complete surrender. 1 minute, Lord God, of selling out to you. 1 minute asking for your forgiveness. 1 minute, Lord God, can make a change in their life. To the sinner, it can be salvation. To the one that's in bondage, they can be delivered. God, to the one, Lord God, that is sick, they can be healed. God, in just 1 minute, Lord, I believe that you could work a miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With our heads bowed now, and you're here today and you've got situations you need God to work in, could you give God a minute today? Could you give God a minute of your time and let God work in your life today? If you're here and you need God to do something special for you, would you lift your hand and say, Brother David, I'd like for God to do something in my life today. God bless you. Another, God bless you. Hallelujah. It don't take God all day. Amen. God can work right now. God can work right now. Amen. Sometimes when you lift your hand, you can automatically feel God begin to work in your life. You're here today and you don't know Jesus, and you need God to forgive you of your sins. Amen. Right now would be a good time. Just lift your hand and say, I'll give God a chance to work in my life. I'll give God a chance to work in my life. Is there anybody else? Slip your hand up and say, Brother David, I need God to do something special for me today. I need to leave here different than I came. I need God to set me free. I need God to deliver me. I need God to wash me clean. I need God to change me right now. Lord, I could leave here different in just a moment. God, speak to their heart, Lord. Speak to their heart now, Lord Jesus, I pray, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God, praise you, God. Amen, church, let's make our way to this altar. Those that lifted your hand, why don't you step out? Amen, let's come to the altar today. Amen, come and let God begin to work in your life today. Amen, if you need healing, if you need salvation, if you need deliverance, amen, why not let God begin the work right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe in the time that it takes you to walk from your pew to an altar, amen, that God can already do the work in your life. In the time it takes you, amen, to make the decision to step out and walk to this altar, amen, God could already be working in your life, and you can already experience a change in your life. Hallelujah, I believe that God can do it in just a moment. In just a moment, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, church, find somebody to pray with today. Find somebody to pray with today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Do what he said he'd do.
Break every chain. Oh, God can. face might be.